Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Poor by Catriona O'Sullivan is a memoir that traces a journey from childhood deprivation to academic and personal achievement, using lived experience to examine how poverty shapes identity, opportunity, and health. Written from the standpoint of someone who has navigated the care system, unstable housing, and the everyday calculations that scarcity forces on a family, the book connects private pain to public policy. It is not only a story of individual resilience, but also a critique of the social structures that normalize exclusion and make upward mobility feel like an exception. Alongside the account of survival and education, the narrative explores shame, belonging, and the lasting psychological imprint of growing up without safety. By blending personal history with broader reflection, O'Sullivan invites readers to look beyond stereotypes and consider what poverty actually does to a person over time and what real support can look like when society takes dignity seriously. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, childhood and scarcity and the hidden rules of survival. A central topic in Poor is the day-to-day reality of growing up without stable resources and how that reality teaches a set of survival rules that outsiders rarely notice. Poverty is shown as more than low income. It becomes a constant state of uncertainty where food, heat, clothing, and safety can never be assumed. The book emphasizes how children adapt quickly, learning to read moods, manage risk, and anticipate crisis. These skills can look like maturity from the outside, but they often come from living with adult problems too early. The narrative also highlights the social invisibility of deprivation, where families work to mask need in order to avoid judgment, punishment, or intervention. That concealment creates isolation and can prevent people from asking for help. Another key element is how early experiences of scarcity can distort a child's sense of normal, shaping what they think they deserve and what futures they consider possible. By detailing the practical and emotional labor required to get through ordinary days, the book reframes survival not as heroic moments, but as an exhausting baseline that drains attention, confidence, and trust. Secondly, shame, stigma, and the politics of being seen. Poor explores how stigma attaches to people in poverty and becomes a force as damaging as material deprivation. The book examines the social messages that portray poverty as personal failure, laziness, or moral deficiency, and how those messages seep into a child's identity. Shame can shape behavior in school, in public spaces, and in interactions with institutions, leading to silence, withdrawal, or anger. The narrative highlights how being watched and judged changes everyday decisions, from what a person wears to whether they participate in activities that cost money. It also shows how stigma can influence the responses of professionals, educators, and authorities, who may carry assumptions that lower expectations or justify harsh treatment. This topic includes the tension between wanting to be recognized and fearing exposure, especially when visibility can bring ridicule or consequences. The book invites readers to reconsider the language and attitudes used around welfare, social housing, and addiction, pointing out that stigma is not accidental but often embedded in systems. By focusing on shame as a social mechanism, the story explains why escaping poverty is not only about money, but also about rebuilding dignity and self-worth. Thirdly, education is a route out and a battleground for belonging. Education appears in Poor as both a potential escape route and a place where class differences become painfully clear. The book presents learning as a source of hope, structure, and self-discovery, while also describing how schools can reproduce inequality through expectations, resources, and subtle cues about who fits. When a student lacks supplies, quiet space, or reliable support, performance can be misread as lack of ability rather than a predictable outcome of stress and instability. The narrative also explores the emotional cost of moving between worlds, where academic progress can create distance from family and community while still not granting full acceptance in middle-class spaces. This in-between status can produce imposter feelings, fear of being found out, and pressure to act as proof that meritocracy works. Yet the book also underscores the transformative power of mentors, libraries, and moments of recognition that signal a different future is possible. Education is portrayed not as a simple ladder but as a terrain where identity, confidence, and opportunity are negotiated every day. The topic invites reflection on how institutions could reduce barriers and offer genuine support that does not require students to hide their circumstances. Fourthly, trauma, family disruption, and the long shadow of early adversity. Another important theme in Poor is the lasting impact of early adversity, including instability, neglect, violence, and the rupture of family life. The book connects these experiences to trauma responses that can persist into adulthood, such as hypervigilance, difficulty trusting, and a body that remains on alert. It shows how children in chaotic environments often become caregivers, mediators, or protectors, roles that can disrupt development and later relationships. The narrative also explores how state systems meant to protect children can be inconsistent, with interventions that may bring safety in one sense while creating new losses in another. This topic emphasizes that trauma is not only an event but a pattern, reinforced when institutions respond with punishment rather than care. The book encourages readers to consider how mental health, addiction, and homelessness intersect with poverty and family breakdown, and how simplistic judgments ignore the pathways that lead people there. Importantly, the story treats healing as a complex process rather than a single turning point, involving therapy, supportive relationships, and the gradual rebuilding of a sense of safety. The theme broadens the memoir into a call for trauma-informed approaches in education, social services, and public discourse. Lastly, inequality as structure, and what real support could look like. Poor moves beyond personal narrative to argue that poverty is produced and maintained by structures, not merely by individual choices. The book highlights how housing policy, underfunded services, precarious work, and uneven access to healthcare combine to trap families in cycles that are difficult to break. It questions the cultural fascination with exceptional escape stories, suggesting that celebrating rare upward mobility can distract from the broader failure to provide basic security. This topic emphasizes the difference between charity and justice, where one offers temporary relief while the other changes conditions, so people do not need to beg for dignity. The narrative encourages readers to examine how systems are designed, from welfare rules that can feel punitive to educational pathways that reward those who already have stability. It also points toward what effective support might entail. Early intervention, safe housing, accessible mental health care, consistent school support, and services that treat people as capable rather than suspect. The book makes the case that policy discussions should be informed by lived experience, because the realities of poverty include hidden costs that do not show up in statistics. By framing inequality as a collective responsibility, the memoir challenges readers to move from sympathy to informed action. In conclusion, this book is well suited for readers who want an honest account of what poverty does to a child and to the adult that child becomes. It will resonate with people who have lived through deprivation, care experience, or class-based exclusion, and it is equally valuable for educators, social workers, policymakers, healthcare professionals, and anyone trying to understand why simple advice about effort and mindset often fails in the real world. The benefit to a reader's life comes from learning to recognize the hidden burdens that scarcity creates, including shame, stress, and reduced access to safe choices. That understanding can build empathy, improve professional practice, and help readers rethink how they judge others and themselves. Compared to similar books that focus mainly on personal triumph, Poor stands out by connecting a compelling life story to a wider critique of systems that normalize inequality. It offers emotional truth without reducing poverty to inspiration, and it pushes readers toward a more practical idea of support rooted in dignity, stability, and trauma-informed care. For those seeking a memoir that challenges assumptions and deepens social awareness, it is worth buying and reflecting on. If you would like to support Catriona O'Sullivan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.